VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Thousands of people gathered Sunday in Bolivar Plaza in Caracas, Venezuela, to hear opposition leader Juan Guaido announce when humanitarian aid will be delivered to the country. Guaido told supporters Saturday the opposition would start collecting humanitarian aid in Brazil, Colombia, and an unnamed Caribbean island. He called on the military to allow the aid into the country. President Nicolas Maduro has refused to accept the aid. He says he believes it opens the way for a U.S.-led military intervention. The United States has said it would transport aid to Venezuela at Guaido's request. Salvadorans elected a new president Sunday. The frontrunner in the race is 37-year-old Nayib Bukele, the former mayor of San Salvador, the capital. If Bukele wins, his victory as a member of the Grand Alliance for National Unity Party would usher in a new political landscape. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Sunday with a delegation of United Nations ambassadors before they visited the Lebanese border, where Israel uncovered Hezbollah infiltration tunnels. Netanyahu said Hezbollah, which this week joined the government of Lebanon, works as an Iranian front, and he complained about the UN.
In the UN General Assembly this year alone, there were 20 resolutions against Israel, 6 against the rest of the world, which includes Syria, includes Iran, and so on. So it's obviously absurd.
The prime minister said Israel would stop all aggression, whether from Lebanon, Syria, or from Iran. A Syrian military official says the U.S.-led coalition has attacked an army artillery position in eastern Syria. The official said 2 soldiers were wounded and a cannon was destroyed. This is VOA News. The leader